Mr. Participant too, that is.
Basically, what I'm going to have to talk to you about today is component design. And it's been brought to my attention that we may be somewhat limited as to what we can do because of what our manufacturer offers. So basically, what I'm going to be doing is talking to you about that. Components of remote control. Okay. We've already kind of gone over this, but we have to get into more detail and probably have to reach some conclusions sometime soon. Energy source. Our manufacturer offers a variety of energy sources. Your standard battery, solar cells. Our manufacturer didn't say anything about lithium, so we might have to look. If we do go that route, we might have to look elsewhere. And also, there's a kinetic energy possibility. Basically, it's like the idea of moving the remote would create enough energy to keep it running. So that's one possibility. But I don't know whether that would be powerful enough to illuminate a touchscreen. So we'll have to look into that. The case, we have a few options. Plastic, rubber, or wood. And then as far as the way it's shaped, we can do standard one flat, which we probably don't want to do. Curved or very sexy double curved.
What kind of thickness are we looking at?
I imagine that we could specify. I don't see any reason to go outside of the convention of 3 or 4 millimeters.
Okay.
The buttons. There are multiple scroll buttons available from a manufacturer, but to use those, we would have to use more chips, and that would cost us more. And if we do go with rubber double curved case, we'll have to use rubber push buttons because the other buttons aren't compatible with that. And just a little note there. Touchscreen equals mini chips, which equals mini euro. One thing that I noticed is that most remotes operate on a infrared part of the spectrum. So you notice when you push a button remote, you can't see anything coming out of it. But in fact, there is light coming out of the remote, and the television can detect that. And if you were to record, if you were to make a video recording, you could actually see the light. One thing that I thought might be interesting was to use visible light coming out of the remote, just kind of as a fun gimmick. Because you could actually see something coming out of the remote when you pushed it. Of course, it'd have to be a part of the spectrum that wouldn't damage the
remote. Maybe is there an option that you could have that off or on so Chris could select that gun?
Yeah, I'm sure that we could do that. Of course.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just as a fun gimmick. Just as part of it. And then onto the circuit board that we're going to use, also known as the chip. We really don't have any way around the TA-11835. Findings. Okay. We're very limited by what our manufacturers can offer. And my question to all of you is, should we look to other manufacturers or just make do with what we have available?
Interesting question. Yes.
We shop around, but with our time constraints, is that really a feasible option?
Right. That's my concern, too. If we do go the lithium battery route, then we'll have to go outside current manufacturer. My personal preference is, I'll just throw my cards on the table. I think we should probably go the solar battery route, just to kind of keep with the environmentally friendly theme that we have going on. I like the idea of the visible light signaling, something to set us apart. And I was thinking of ways that we could produce the remote in a variety of different case materials to suit different tastes. So we're not so confined by one style and say so, you know, say the one, if we just go with one and it doesn't go over well, then we're in a bad situation.
Mm.
Right.
Can we do marketing piloting too? Try to see what kind of, before we launch, can we see how we receive?
It's an option. Actually, I've got some research already on like what we're looking at and trends in casing right now, which actually might even come into play beforehand.
Okay,
maybe
perfect.
Let's decide for now.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay.
That was perfect. So I guess that makes sense for you to think about it.
I guess so. Because I found some interesting things.
Did you?
What a teaser. fancier, more exciting, there's like this boring, normal, functional, that you need innovative design options, and then it needs to be an easy user interface. The challenge is that current trends right now across the board in fashion, in furniture, in technology, is a very organic, fruit and vegetable kind of thing. I'm not saying we should have, you know, tomato-shaped remote controls or anything, but I think it is possible maybe to use natural colors, like if wood is an option, that whole organic, sleek, clean line thing, maybe we can look into different skin options, or if we can't afford this touch plate thing, or touch face screen interface, maybe having the images be specific, like you could choose your menu bullets to be different. Not the example you choose, but you know what I mean, to sort of, and apparently the feel of the next couple of years is spongy.
I like it.
Definitely as well, though, if we can get around to getting piloting, I thought maybe a casing option, like not like a skin, but like a holder almost, if you could do like leather options or wood options or something.
I should have mentioned this. As far as the rubber that we can use,
mm-hmm.
we can use a rubber as part of the case. It has a consistency of those stress balls.
Yes.
Might be
fabulous.
Something to sit on for now. So overall, I think we should stick with what we're finding. Everybody's looking for easy to use, technologically innovative, and this fancy new, I think perhaps the double curve thing, and maybe this rubber option is our best way to go for right now.
The interface graphics for the
But then if the touch screen thing isn't going to work out for us, that's really not an issue.
I like the idea of rubber too, because it's 10 seconds. Be associated with being durable, something that you can drop and it doesn't matter. Because so many, you go to so many houses these days and you see broken remote controls.
Very true.
Yeah,
taped
like
with duct tape.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very much so.
You wouldn't have
a we could have a duct tape casing.
Oh.
Good. It goes against the whole fancy something.
It could go to the granola crowd. Computer is adjusting. One moment, please. So, interface concept by your faithful user interface designer. So, user interface, guys, is basically aspects of a computer system that we can see or hear or otherwise perceive. Commands and mechanisms that basically a user uses to control the operating system. Here's a series of different remote controls that are out on the market today. I think we're definitely trying to get away from this kind of a look. So the following are a bunch of different interface concepts. Voice recognition. We actually have some new information from our research design team, but I'll get to that in a moment. So current voice recognition starts up to about 80 speech samples. And basically you record your own verbal labels and connect them to the remote control. Now our design team, research team, has been able to set up a system in which you can teach the remote control voice recognition system to respond to you with standard responses. Like you could say, "Good morning, remote control," and it will say in a sexy female voice, "Good morning, Joe." In fact, we already have this for our coffee maker line. on the remote control front. Another concept is what Apple has come up with, the spinning wheel with LC display, like on the iPods, which I'm sure most of you know about. Then we have the scroll button with integrated push button, kind of like a modern mouse, a bit bulky, a bit crazy. I don't think that's what we're necessarily going for. And some special components, ideas like blocking, having the ability to block channels from your for your children, and dedicated buttons for commonly used channels, and even ideas like secured or hidden programming. But again, if we go with touchscreen, I don't think that's a big issue. And this is kind of the big daddy of remote controls here. The jumbo universal remote control is almost impossible to misplace or lose. Again, probably not what we're going for. So I mean, my ideas here and kind of where I think we're heading is something slightly larger than a regular iPod with a hard plastic casing, although I think some of the suggestions we've come up with are definitely very good ideas. Changeable casings. Our design team was possibly talking about including one extra faceplate with the package to kind of set the idea that you can change it and you can try changing and kind of get used to thinking about maybe buying another one, which can add value to our bottom line. Touchscreen interface, possibly having go-to buttons being stuck into the system so those don't move away from the screen. The important ones like power, volume, and jump between channels. And of course our voice command system, which I've talked a little bit about already, and the use of recognizable colors and shapes to aid recognition of the features that are around. So red for power, arrows for different volume ups and downs and channels ups and downs and whatnot, and perhaps even adding in some stupid little jokes with the voice recognition idea, like for instance, my toasty maker that I got from my bank has jokes when it's ready. And that is about it.
Right, so good to know all that stuff. Thanks, guys. Now we kind of have to come to some decisions. I figure we can just go down the line and all three of us can have a chat about it. Based on what Nathan presented as far as the various costs and benefits, I think, I don't know, what do you guys think about?
Is that in order to incorporate touchscreen technology, it's going to cost us upwards of €1,750. Yeah, that's just an estimate.
Well, you guys are always the dampers on these projects. You industrial designers. Where do you guys come up with these numbers?
It's just off the top of my head. It's pending further email.
Going for mass sales anyway. We're going to make, I mean, we're not talking about
I'm thinking that's definitely a good idea, and I also think that we could probably come up with some sort of a cheaper means to go about this kind of production. My team in the on the third floor suggests that. Yeah.
It's true. We could initially go with what we have, and if we can find them,
should start your point anyway. So.
And we could have a very simple touch screen. You know, there's always the opportunity if it's going to be about the size of the iPod or whatever. You know, yeah, I guess we can play around with it a bit. All right, let's say that. Okay, so the touch screen will be our main selling point here.
I mean, I think that we really have two main selling points. I think that our casing. And the voice recognition. To be honest, we have the we have the design in house. I mean, we've come up with this new voice. We're using it for our coffee machines already. I can pass you on that email from my guy down the hall. Sounds good.
What do you think on it?
I think if we do both, obviously the production costs are going to go way up. But it does put it into, it become the Rolls Royce of remote controls, basically. Very nice.
I mean, we have to reflect back on what our market research did say.
And they said they wanted voice recognition. Of course, maybe they hadn't thought of this whole touchscreen option, but definitely we know the market is there for voice recognition. So to say we have the technology and we're not going to use it, even though we know it'll sell, is a call I don't think I can do that. Like, really, I can't go in and say no. We're going to just ignore everything we know.
Yeah.
Does having both really up our costs?
But if that's what's going to sell, I think that's what we need to go with, and maybe we can table this touchscreen for our next model.
I would have to side with that. I think voice recognition is simpler. We already have all the technology in-house. It's ready to go. It's packaged. It's
what does the cost look like? Well, is it cheaper to do the VR or to do the touchscreen?
Well, my...
it's just off the top. They're both going to push the cost up, but since we already have the technology in place for voice recognition, we're not going to have to do as much design work, and sometimes the design work is what pushes the cost up,
right.
If you know what I mean.
I definitely have to agree with that last comment. You and me outside a little later.
So, when are we going to have basic prototypes coming up next? That's you guys' next step, right?
Yeah, well, we'll sort out what else we're going to talk about for the prototype. But yeah, that's our next step.
Okay. Are we going to talk now about the materials we're going to use for
yes.
the case? And
we'll
the
just run through it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You discussed it either a lithium or a solar power. Would the solar power be enough to fuel a voice recognition? Is kinesthetic, would that be enough?
just keep people from getting annoyed, because sometimes solar power fails, there's no way around that. We should install a small backup battery.
Yeah.
Just to cover those moments when, for whatever reason, the remote hasn't
been
exposed.
Well, a lot of people have like a TV in their basement.
Yeah.
We can't guarantee sunlight everywhere, so having a secondary source is probably
It works about the same as a solar powered
calculator.
You know how those don't really require that much light.
True.
Obviously a little more light than a calculator, but we're not talking about a lot of light. It doesn't have to be out taking a sun bath a few hours a day.
I'm willing to agree with everything that's being said. I have to say though that another idea has come up in my head. If we're really not handling the remote control to a great extent, we could possibly get away from the idea of having a handheld remote control and maybe kind of have a round remote control that kind of looks like a paperweight or something like that. Kind of a sleek little neat thing that sits on your table or something. Just a thought. Well, if you don't need to pick it up, it could kind of be a selling point.
It can be technically anywhere in your room and still do its job.
Do you think people that buy a remote, are they always going to want to use the voice recognition? Is it just something they do sometimes?
True, and probably I think we're banging on selling it to more than just voice recognition people. Like, we want it to work fundamentally
as
a basic
menu
too.
As well.
Right.
But that's no bother. I mean, if you look at the catalog from places like Sharper Image or whatever, you know, they might have, or like, what is it, Apple makes these really pretentious speakers, with like subwoofers and like clear and glass, and you know, and they got the little pyramidal type of speakers.
Yeah.
I mean, why not have a little rounded kind of thing? It could still have the basic buttons on it, because we're going for basic functionality primarily as well.
With the button, yeah.
And maybe a menu button and so forth, you know, use the channel button to scroll through the menu if they want to record programs or whatever, you know.
I think you're onto something, because
yeah.
we need to escape the traditional shape of a remote. Maybe something that looks nice on a table would be good, even though, and handheld at the same time.
I think it's all about following Apple's lead on a lot of these things.
Thinking of the airport, you know, like that little pod-looking thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and although we do, as I'm recalling what she mentioned, we need to get away from the surgical white kind of brushed aluminum thing and get back to it, but you could have a very tasteful wood-colored or earth-tone kind of
terracotta bowl or
something. Still, I mean, yeah, I like that idea a lot. Let's see what we can do as far as that goes.
Okay.
And the material, like the plastics and so forth, we were discussing that being using like a rubber kind of softer feel.
Mm.
You know, like if you feel the tip of this pen is a bit gives just a bit.
Yeah.
You know, something where it's a more advanced form of plastic that has some kind of a tactile response to it.
Right. Just kind of the squishy feel.
Yeah, which is the next big thing, so that's not going to hurt us either.
Yeah, let's see if we can do a squishy, non-remote control looking remote control. But to be fair, yeah, I mean, you could just put it on the coffee table next to the telly and say volume up. I like the idea. It's good. And we sort of discussed costs. I guess all that's going to be a thing. If we run a bit over budget, it might be okay.
Sorry about the lack of information on costs. I just haven't been provided that information by manufacturers.
Well, we'll have more of an idea
to guess.
We'll have more of an idea later on. We'll just, go from there. So we've revisited the touch screen and more or less ruled that out. I think so. We're more or less in agreement that we want to have a simple kind of function. You know, not too complex.
Right. Well, when the majority of people are only using the most primary functions on a daily basis, although I'm not saying we should completely rule out major functions, they should be secondary. At least, if not functionally, then visually, like, those shouldn't be.
Right.
Like, maybe have menu things.
If we're not going the touchscreen route, then we can just incorporate maybe something that folds out. Like, what you often see on these these kinds of remotes is the most basic functions up here. And it's something that slides down to reveal, you know, the more complicated things.
Yeah. Well, do you want to consider like an iPod screen, which isn't a touch screen, but you're still scrolling through menu options?
I think then we're hitting our cost issue again.
So are we talking, we need to figure out what kind of buttons we're going to use. Are we going to use scroll buttons, rubber buttons?
Well, it seems like, I don't know, it seems to me that we could just do the stick with the rubber, because we're probably going to be using some kind of rubber for the outside case, and might as well stick with that.
I think to a certain extent we have to stick with kind of a little bit traditional in terms of the buttons, and then make our unique feature our casing and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and our voice command.
Well, those basic just like four directions that can use as menu or channel and volume or however you want to do it are really versatile, and everybody's already got them to some extent on the most idea, and so it's not like we're dealing with everybody relearning things, because that's not something that anybody's going to want to buy before.
Well, what are we actually doing? What we're
I was just gonna step on to
Oh, it wasn't in the way.
Oh, wasn't oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
The yeah, okay, I was just gonna assign tasks in the next.
Sure.
Any other final thoughts? Go ahead. Cool.
So
yeah.
Have we decided that we are gonna go with different style cases for different people? Or are we just going to go with one? It's a very hard thing to predict, because you have different cases and that might open up your market a little bit, obviously, but you have just one case and it doesn't go over well.
Yeah,
obviously having more cases also costs more. So.
Well, then again, colors wouldn't be so hard to do. You could have kind of a natural wood color, like a stained wood, and almond green or something.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be so much.
And again, copying IMAX kind of for iPod, Mac, Apple's color scheme.
Yeah, I think that's probably good. Okay, so let's work on multiple case colors. But yeah, stick with the same same basic non-remote. So we'll have the next meeting in about half an hour. Went to the
Fabulous.